So, hello, I'm Dottie St. James, and in this podcast episode, I'd like to tell you about what we're doing right now. My husband, Larry, and I are going to get a Christmas tree from this woman we've been purchasing it from for years, Frida. She's a manly woman that likes to not use the deodorant. Okay, I'm just going to say it, all right?
She's pretty manly.
I'm just going to say it. Anyway, she does the most amazing wreaths out of her greenery. And we've been going to her for what, Larry? Like 15 years now?
I'd say 15 at least.
Yeah, she's like a Eastern European woman that, you know, very down to earth. Like I said, doesn't use deodorant. But, you know, has these amazing trees. So we're going, we're taking the SUV, and we're going to get us a tree. But what I wanted to talk to you about was, with the upcoming holiday, Larry and I were thinking, taking off. Can you imagine, Larry? Can you imagine not being home for Christmas?
I'm not really sure how I feel about it, but I know what you're saying.
I was thinking to go somewhere like Vermont. Oh, there's Woodstock, Vermont. That looks like a Hallmark town. I'm infatuated with those Hallmark movies. Larry and I love to watch them.
Like them too.
Yes, right. And so I just think that it would be something interesting to go up to Woodstock, Vermont. And, you know, get one of those bed and breakfasts. And if it's snowing, take one of those sleigh rides. Oh, Larry, doesn't that sound fabulous?
It sounds like a snuggly time, it does.
I'm thinking we should. Now, I know Lana, you know, our daughter, you know, she might not agree with us taking off for Christmas. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta say, what the heck? You know? Let everything go. I'm always, you know, doing, and Larry too. And you know, for Christmas, what happens? I'm in the kitchen, slaving over the stove. Well, our housekeeper's there to help, but still, we need a break. So what do you say, Larry? Let's go to Woodstock, Vermont for Christmas.
Sounds like it might be fun.
Okay, cool. That sounds great. So anyway, we're going to see Frida. You know, she, poor thing, I don't know if she, this is just her way, but she has a little bit of a mustache, and, you know, I've caught Larry staring at her once or twice.
And I've been told her to wax that thing sometimes.
And she, the poor thing didn't listen.
I don't think she understood.
I don't think so either, Larry. I don't think so either. But, you know, she's a kind woman. She always invites us in. And I just, you know, I don't mean to be judgy here, but I'm afraid what the inside of her house looks like. She lives in the middle of the woods. And,
it's like the Blair Witch Project.
I don't even know what that is, Larry, but it sounds scary.
It is.
So, and here's the thing. She wields that axe like she's a medieval knight. That Christmas tree is chopped down in three chops. It's amazing.
It's manly.
And yeah, and it's, you know, it's a perfect tree. We usually get the Bruce, but last year we got a little,
I got the Klempus, what I got.
When she was wheeling the axe?
Yeah, it was scary.
She's a pro. Anywho, last year we got a Douglas fir instead of the blue spruce. And I felt like we were living on the edge. You know, the blue spruce has been our staple for years, Larry. You know?
That's true.
So I hope she has another blue spruce. I don't know if I could deviate with the Douglas fir. You know, it's not as sturdy. Some of my heavy Hummel ornaments, they just don't stay. Anywho, that's what we're doing. We're on our way. So, it's another exciting day in the life of Dottie and Larry. And this is Funny Lady Life. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.